Hello, Cynthia.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Hi, sorry about that. I had some difficulties. This is Victorious, one of the hosts.
Yes.
What's your name again?
Victorious.
Oh, you're Victoria?
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
So we're going to have you on at about 8:25, okay?
At 3, okay. So I got to wait for 25 minutes. I can
right.
listen to your show then.
Yes, you can. And I'll
okay,
have your mic off.
Okay, I'll have my mic. I'm gonna turn this off and listen. I'll call you back.
Oh, okay.
I'll call you back at like 8:24.
Okay, not a problem.
Okay. Take care. Bye-bye. I'll listen in.
Into the title thing. Cause I figured that the next step was buy a ring. Never thought I'd be saying, girl, this is not a fling. Or be trying to sing for shorty, yo, my girl. Just in case you had a doubt. Yeah. STI. Had to change your heart.
Hey. Mic check.
Yep. It's all of us.
All right.
Yo.
Chat room.
Look, I ain't never been into the title thing. Cause I figured that the next step was buy a ring.
Welcome
back.
Welcome
back. Yo.
I haven't been here in, it feels like years, man. You know, I'm glad to be back home. You know, thank y'all for holding it down for me. You know, for us, you know, shout out to Lisa and DCQ, who I heard did a very good job last week with our show about caregiving.
They did a wonderful job.
Yeah, so, what's going on? Before we start, I hear you got some things going on.
Man, I'm just pushing this book, man, for all the people that use the bathroom. And I'm just trying to give you a...
You there, Sha?
What did he give? Did he fall? Sha fell in.
Oh, no. Reading his new book.
I think what he was going to say, I know Sha just put out a book. I think it's coming out next year. It's called the Toilet Papers.
Mm-hmm.
The number one, number two book. And I think it's pretty much his Monday rambles all compiled into one book. So whenever he flushes, you know, he'll be back.
Yo, y'all can't hear me?
We hear you now. I was winging it. Well, you have the toilet papers coming out.
Yeah, I thought I heard that. I'm fucking out.
When is it going to be available?
December 10th for pre-sale on Saturday, this Saturday. Yeah, for anybody that uses the bathroom, man. Number one, number two book, toilet papers will be available. ShaStimulat.com, get that first 100 copies. On sale. Make a good Christmas gift, you know.
Okay.
Yes.
What is the book
that
about?
Uses the bathroom. Very cool.
The book is about nothing. It's totally about nothing. It's just
like
you watch Seinfeld. If
or Larry
you
David.
Read a Seinfeld book, anything has to do with Larry David. It's just random thoughts. If you ever been on MondayRamble.com, some are thought provoking. Some are like almost halfway funny. Just, you know, read a chapter on the crapper, that's all.
Read a chapter on the
leave
crapper.
Leave it in there.
Very
so
cool.
Is this a digital book, or is it print also?
It'll be everything. Right now, the first 100 is print. You know, we wanted to get something out before Christmas just so people
okay.
can, you know, give somebody a little $10 gift, man. Nothing crazy, you know. They can just leave it in the bathroom. It makes you laugh once you look at it. You know, that's enough, if anything.
Yeah, the cover is pretty funny.
Yeah,
I never really imagined you on the toilet, but now I have a visual.
Yeah.
So yeah,
now you have. People do it every day, man. People do it. They don't talk about it much, but it happens.
Laugh on the toilet?
Yeah, he's
people
a pretty normal
use
guy.
Use the toilet. I don't.
Don't use it every day. Get your colon cleansed or something.
Nah, once you start, the more famous you get, the less bathroom trips. Like Beyonce doesn't use the bathroom at all. But that's,
okay.
Yeah.
That's another story.
Right. Okay.
Wow. Well.
Pretty random.
Yep.
Beyonce. All right. Well, today's show, we've named it My Mind is Playing Tricks on Me, and it's about trust issues. And a little bit later on, we have Cynthia Hall, who is an author of The Courage to Trust, which is an insightful guide learning how to trust more wisely. She is also an LCSW, a licensed clinical social worker. So she'll be in a few minutes, and she'll put Jasmine on, tell Jasmine to stop looking at people's phones and stop trying to hack into emails and stuff like that.
I do not do all that.
Well, have you ever, Jasmine, have you ever looked in someone's phone?
Of course.
Of course. Yeah.
What?
Right.
Of course.
Of course. Like, why wouldn't
of course?
I?
No, okay. Yes, I have. I mean, I've looked in.
I have.
But
you
know
what? I know
that
was funny. You were like, it's not like you're about to explain it. Like, yes, but.
No,
yeah,
because it's not, I mean, I don't think it's that uncommon. I don't think it's anything to be ashamed of or to, you know, beat around the bush on. There are times when I felt insecure about a relationship or that person, and note that I'm saying and or, that person has given me reason to think that something else may have been going on. So not always, you know, it's not always that they've done something. Sometimes it's just, you know, feeling. And I think it is insecurities, but we'll hear from our professional on what's behind those trust issues. And, you know, so many years ago, I definitely had
a professional.
Say it again?
I don't think we need a professional to go into what you're feeling and why you
well,
do
Well, since
do.
We have one, we're going to have her validate what we already know.
Well, let me ask you.
Yeah.
If you think someone's cheating, you know, why didn't you just ask them or, you know, I mean.
Well, see, you know, at the time, it's just like, you know, I had an inclination or whatever, and so I wanted to find, you know, proof. I probably did. I mean, this is, we're talking years ago. I probably did ask them, and they probably said, you know, whatever people who are cheating say, like, nah. No. You know? but now that I'm older and more secure in any of the relationships that I've been in and more secure with myself, I just feel like if I have that feeling that I don't trust someone or that I need to go through their things or they're hiding something, that's when I start to question the relationship. You know, it's just not a healthy feeling to want to snoop through people's stuff and to always be, you know, trying to look and see if they're seeing someone else. If you feel that way, then there's a flaw either within the relationship or yourself or both. So now if I start to get that feeling, I know that it's time to kind of reevaluate our relationship or reevaluate myself. You know, why are you feeling like this?
Have you ever found any evidence while looking
all the
into
time.
Someone's? Oh, so every time you
every
check,
time.
You found some. Okay.
Yeah, and so now, like, I just realized I have a pretty good intuition. There's no need to go searching around by the time. Yeah, like, you start looking, you're going to find something.
Well,
so,
what have you found? Because you got to think about it. This whole cell phone checking has only been around for like a decade. Mm-hmm. And half of that, there weren't really text messages. So what have you found?
Well, okay, so I'm like going back, you know, 10 years. And, you know during that time, it's like, you know, numbers that are not familiar. Emails.
Well, you got to rewind. Let's stop for a second. Now,
yeah.
Where is the guy? Is the guy sleeping? Is he in the shower? Is he reading Shaw's book in the toilet?
He's just
like,
not
where?
There.
He's not there.
Around, yeah. He's
but
flipping,
his phone is
basically.
There.
His phone's there.
His
email
there,
his
is phone
open.
Is there.
You know, that type of stuff. But now, like, it's just kind of, if I have that feeling, I know that there's an issue. I don't need to look. Because when you look, you're going to find something, and you're going to get your feelings hurt. That has always mm-hmm. been the case. And you find out things that you really, you know, you don't really need to know. You just kind of need to go on that hunch, in my opinion. But this is an older jazz talking.
But
younger jazz was all, you know, reading and calling back numbers, and that's straining. It's straining, and it's terrible. It's a bad look for you.
Mm.
You were reaching out to the chick?
Yeah, I was doing it all.
Okay.
Asking questions?
Yes, asking questions, trying to trip them up in questions, and, you know, the outcome is always the same. You're not going to be together, you know? So
that's interesting.
And it's just really emotionally draining, so it's not worth it. So stop snooping, ladies and men.
Well, I mean, you just told the ladies, though, to go with the hunch, though. You say,
right,
no,
but that doesn't
no,
mean you just, that doesn't mean you snoop. That means you just, you know, that your gut feeling is telling you something's not right. It's not right.
You know, I hear this a lot. I hear women say that if you think your man is cheating, then that means he is cheating. Do you go by that one?
No, I go by something is not right. You know, it doesn't mean that he's cheating. It can mean that something has happened in there within you, or he's given you reason to have these feelings of distrust. So I don't, you know, I don't think it's okay to just accuse people like, you know, you must be cheating because I feel like it. There could be a lot of issues, and I know as I started to get a little bit more in touch with who I am, that it had to do with, you know, being hurt in the past and subscribing some of those feelings onto other people, you know. So there's a lot of reasons why. But I don't think it's fair to just blame someone, nor is it fair to violate their privacy trying to prove something.
Mm.
I don't think that that's fair.
You got a good point right there.
Thank you.
Two wrongs
what about you guys? Life. I mean, because this is not a gender thing. Trust is not a gender issue.
Well, it's not. I mean, I've never, ever have I looked in the woman's home before. I was tempted one night, and I said, nah, because to me that just isn't, like, no offense, not to be sexist, but it just isn't manly to me. Like, you know, I will feel real, real catty, you know what I'm saying, if I felt I needed to go and check a woman's phone. That's crazy. Never went, you know, under anybody's bed, no drawers. I mean, y'all know my issue, though. I'm a little bit too trusting, though. Maybe I should be checking phones, though, because I think my trust issue is that I trust a little bit too much. Maybe I need to go and snoop a little bit.
Nah, you good, man. You just need to go
home. I
told the story before, you know, when Sha caught, you know, my girlfriend holding hands in the street.
She wasn't your girlfriend, man.
Hey, look, for all intents and purposes, that was my girl. and you know, holding hands, and she told me that was her friend, and, you know, he was drunk, and she was holding him up, or some shit like that.
Oh my God.
I believed her.
See, yeah. Now that's gullible. That's too far on the other side of the spectrum. You could have somebody that's just, you know, extremely guarded, and everything someone says is a lie or it's not true, and then someone you could tell anything, and they'll believe it. So I think, I mean, I hope tonight we talk about, or we get a little bit of insight on both ends of the spectrum.
Maybe.
And what
maybe
about you, Sha? Have you ever had the experience either way where you were either snooping or tempted to, or where someone has been?
I have never
cared
purposely
enough.
Snooped. I've never gone through a phone or email. Like, I've seen an email up, and I'll do a quick glance for a keyword or something like that, but I've never.
Like what? What's the keyword?
Love, sex.
Like, anything, yeah. A name, a name you might know or something, you know what I mean? But
meet me at
never.
He's gone.
Or you see my name in the email, like, yo, is he home? Like, you know, something like that, you know. But now, throughout my years, I've never purposely snooped. But my background comes from a place where I got cheated on in, like, high school, so I never believed women could be faithful anyway. So
okay. So
and then I dealt with women
from the
that,
gate that she's cheating.
Right. Yeah. And then I dealt with women that had situations more than once. So I really was just like, it makes no sense. I never wanted to be that guy, especially when I was the guy that could come back a lot of times in women's lives. So I was like, I'm not gonna be hurt by some dude that just got beat right forever.
Sha, have you ever, Sha, been in in bed or compromising position with a woman and her man calls and she answers and talks all of that, you know, I love you stuff. You know, I'm by myself
at
home.
A long time ago, I do remember being somewhere with a girl, and she was getting dressed for, you know, to go somewhere.
Wait a minute.
Dude called.
I shut your mic off, Chef.
What? I ain't do nothing with her. I'm just saying. We was chilling.
She was just naked. And she was getting dressed.
She wasn't naked. She was going out or something like that. All I know.
I'm sorry, everyone. I done shut Sha's mic off. I had to save Sha from himself.
No, let her talk.
I had to save Sha from himself. Sha, I'm gonna put you back on.
Tell us her name.
You're on now.
All I'm saying is her dude called and she yelled at him for like something crazy, for like not being around or something. It was something wild and random. And
She was yelling at him.
She was yelling at him for something that he did. And I stood there frozen, like just mystified. And I was like, I'm never, ever having a girlfriend. Like, I'm not going to do it. Like, that's just not something I can see in my future, because I don't want to. It's just crazy. It's not worth it. But I feel like to say, I've never snooped. I've had people go through my things. I've had people answer my phone. But we weren't in like committed relationships, so it was just something I laughed off, and I was just like, you know, you find what you find. It's not a big deal. But
so we're all screwed, basically.
No, everybody's screwed up, and you know, maybe this licensed person can tell us that it all comes from, you know, growing up, seeing your parents do certain things, not having, you know, this person in your life, blah blah blah. We all need counseling and therapy. We know it.
We do.
I think self-esteem has to play a little bit into it, you know, because I know that people say I'm gullible and naive and everything, but I also know that it has to do with my ego, you know what I'm saying? I just can't see anyone cheating on me. I just can't see that. I wouldn't know why anyone would do that. I think we're taught as men, as long as we handle certain things, you know, physically, mentally, you know, financially, that we'll be okay, you know what I'm saying? But
so you saying if you put it down, brother, that she shouldn't go nowhere else?
Yeah, that's we're taught that, but that ain't true, apparently.
No, it's not true, because people cheat for different reasons.
They do.
Some women just sample. Because, I know as a man, or if I were a single man, I know that I could have great sex with one woman. That's not going to stop me from having great sex with 3 or 4 more. You know, so I guess I may have a false sense of security, I suppose, but, you know, we'll see what's up. And Oasis is throwing me the heart in the chat room. Thank you. I love you, too.
Jeez.
Love you all.
Look, who's Oasis?
Oh, Oasis.
What's her number?
She's our new producer, man. And you know what? And she's been doing a bang-up job. She's 2 weeks in.
Yay, Oasis.
You know, and it's funny because we have Jason Abars is in the room, and he's our first and last engineer, so it's pretty interesting to have them both in the chat room together. We have one flop and one star. So,
come on, man.
Eight Bars is back.
Yeah, he's back for today.
Great.
But yeah, if you have any stories you want to tell, if you think that checking the phones and the emails and everything is still the move, call 323-657-1479 and dial 1 to speak. Man, I knew a girl one time. She had a friend that worked I think at that time it was AT&T, and she had her friends basically, I don't know how they did it, but, you know, they got the phone records, they got into the voicemail. It was ugly. It was ugly. But I don't know why cheaters don't put passwords in this shit.
Maybe
people be cracking them joints.
Can't crack mine. I got all types of punctuation signs.
Man, they got
and
all
numbers.
Types of they got programs that record keystrokes and hacking all types of stuff. Yo, my dude his girl be cracking his joint like every week. I'm like, if you gotta go through all that, man, just call it off, see?
Yeah, I mean, does he be cheating?
Yeah.
But I'm with you. If you have to do all of that, it's just just forget it. You're never going to trust him. It's never going to work. The end result is going to be you're not going to be together. So.
But they got one of those relationships where you know how when people get caught and then they go through it and then it's kind of like, all right, I forgive you. And she kind of, you know, ain't going nowhere. She ain't dealing with nobody else, supposedly. You know, she let him run astray, come back, and now he's supposed to act right. So, you know, it happens.
Jazz, let me ask you, do you think that all men cheat?
No.
Oh, okay. Okay. You know, you hear that a lot, though. You hear that, you know, he's a man, no, he's going to cheat. So
yeah,
I think,
yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, no. I don't, I mean, I think that it's just, you know, it goes both ways. I don't think, like, you're predetermined to cheat or things like that. I mean, I think situations happen. People get caught up. I think that people may think about cheating and may not act on it.
Sure do.
Sometimes people may want to cheat but not have the opportunity to do so.
Yes, Lord, yes, I do.
So, but no, I don't subscribe that type of thinking to every man. I've been with some faithful men and I've been with some cheaters.
Have you been with faithful men or just men who haven't checked their phone yet?
I've been with men that haven't given me any reason to think that they were cheating.
Okay.
So that's probably the best way to. They made me feel very secure.
Now we've been talking about cheating, but I think there are different ways that you can display distrust. Some people don't trust people with their heart. You know, some people. It's not even about cheating. It's just about, you know, someone treating them properly or. Someone leaving them in the middle of, you know, a relationship. Is that a gender thing? Like, do women guard their heart more than men? Like, for example, I know Shai probably dealt with this before. I know, you know, when I was DJing, I've had at least 3-4 women tell me that they can't trust me because I'm a DJ. And, you know, the life that a DJ lives, you know, so they can't trust that.
I still think men are more guarded with giving up their hearts, though, which is, you know, why we get so broken if the girl does something. Prisons are filled with guys who got their hearts broken. Like, I think that's just really something tough for us to do. Because once we choose our queen and we're like, I'm going to give it up to this girl, she's going to be the one. And then you find out your boy is taking it down, you're ready to, like, kill her, him, yourself. Like, it's like... It's tough.
I think it's the same. I mean, I think it's the same for men and women. You know, that they get hurt and then it makes it more difficult the next time. Maybe women are more willing to try again than men. But it's also, you know, as we're sitting here talking, this is more expected that, you know, women do these things around trust, like snooping and things like that, and men, you know, don't care. Men are cheaters. So I think there's a lot of generalizations.
What?
I wouldn't say that.
I'm talking about generalizations that men are, you know, men are more likely to cheat and women are more likely to snoop. But I think it really goes both ways, which is.
Yeah,
I think women are just better cheaters.
That could be.
Yeah,
or men just don't look. Because maybe men just don't snoop and women are better cheaters. Who knows?
I think men, we don't snoop. We just follow and stalk and stuff like that.
Maybe
interrogate a little bit. Well, you know, that's what men do. Men get in the car, the bunny slippers.
Oh, God. Who is it? Let them in.
All right. We have a caller. Caller 301.
Hello?
Hello.
Yo.
Hey, what's happening, y'all?
What's happening?
What up?
This is Bijou in the house.
Hey, Bijou, welcome.
What up, B?
Oh. Welcome,
what's good? Shot stimuli in the house. What's going on, y'all?
What up? How you doing?
I'm good. Y'all listening to the show? I got like 2 or 3 minutes before I got to have dinner. I just wanted to get my two cents in for the listeners out there. First and foremost, in regards to trust, it's like a pregnancy test. You either are or you aren't going to trust somebody. You do it or you don't. There's no, I'm going to trust you if and how I find out. If I'm looking, Jasmine, put the phone down. Don't do that. And tell all the shorties out there, put the phones down. Because the minute
you don't trust somebody,
I'm serious, back away from the phones. Because the minute you don't trust somebody, it's time to roll. You either going to trust me or you're not going to trust me. If I get busted, that's a whole other story. If you get busted, then so be it. We'll deal with that. But if you trust me, that's it. Done deal. Now I'm going to trust you only if I check my phone, only if you get into my business, only if you crack my passwords. You know what I'm saying? And
he sounds verbally abusive.
What's that?
You sound a bit verbally abusive, brother. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever cheated before?
Me? Yes, I have.
Okay. So that speech you gave about trusting me or not trusting me, have you ever gave that speech knowing damn well you was cheating?
Yes.
Yeah, the thing is, I mean,
it's honest,
like,
man.
If you're going to get busted, you're going to get busted. You know what I'm saying? So the whole thing is, it's like, imagine, like, for instance, let's look at it in a court of law in society. The cops have to trust the average person until the average person screws up. So the cops just walk around not trusting people when they go around just pulling people over and patting people down.
They do.
That's profiling and harassment. It's the best profiling and harassment, meaning it's wrong. Meaning they should not be doing it. They should just wait till something happens, or B, you know, make sure they set up shops so things don't happen, but they just can't go accusing people and just go rummaging through people's cribs to see if they might have think they could have possibly stole something.
History proves that the darker people have done a lot of wrong in the days, so they go
I mean, I feel you on that, you know what I'm saying? Oh, and as a disclaimer, my reference to cheating was in my past relationships, nothing current, but continue on.
Right. We don't want to get into trouble, brother.
No doubt. And then what was the other point that y'all was talking about? Dang, I don't mean to get my train of thought, because No. You're talking about the propensity to cheat and saying, you know, how all men cheat. Well, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to share an opinion of mine, and you may or may not agree with me, Jasmine, probably.
Why are you calling me out?
I'm saying she's a female in the house.
Go ahead. Let's hear your opinion.
All right. Monogamy defies the natural laws of nature.
Uh-oh.
Does not make sense. If you look at every other animal species on this planet, they get to mate. Our primary occupation on this earth is procreation. Historically, in every species, the male mates for the purposes of keeping the species alive. You don't see the deer in the forest bitching and complaining about, no, you can't be over there sniffing her butt because you were just sniffing her butt. Nah. The buck comes through, he pees on himself, and all the shorties come flocking, and he runs through, he gets them all done, and he bounces.
Okay.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Now, Glenn, that's not
Brother Iceberg.
He's got to get his dinner.
Yeah.
Because somebody trusts him and probably has prepared dinner for him.
You put this side chick right now. But you know what? We are going to have a show on commitment issues, so I definitely want you to give a call back.
Yeah.
We have that show.
But wait, let me state something for the record.
I'm good. I got a few more minutes, Jasmine. Go ahead.
Okay. Just for the record, I was explaining at the beginning of the show past behavior. So I do want everyone to know that Jasmine has matured and has backed away from the phone, the text messaging, the emails for many years now. I am a recovered snooper.
Definitely,
I definitely agree that if you have the feeling that someone is cheating or whatever, by that point, you know, trust has already been questioned and is probably gone in the relationship. But I just want to make sure I'm clear. I have now been given the scientific reason why cheating is okay.
I'm not saying it's okay.
But it defies nature, so we don't want to do anything that is against Mother Nature. So,
look, Jazz, you don't see the beavers and the platypus. You don't see them sniffing ass and asking questions.
They don't.
Making a dam in the forest.
And I'm a creature of this earth, so I have every God-given right to do what the hell I want to do, starting with cheating. Thank you, Brother Iceberg.
That was a pimp right there.
I liked it.
He brought in the Constitution and all that.
The animal kingdom. I love him.
He could be caught mid-stroke in the bed with another woman. And she's like, you're right. It's the First Amendment. You're right. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Well, that time has arrived. We have a very special guest on the line. We have an expert. She is a social worker. She has a specialty. You know, Jazz, she works with hospices, actually.
I know. I was so excited reading her bio.
Yeah. Cynthia, are you there?
I am. Can you hear me?
We hear you. Cynthia Hall.
Welcome.
Cynthia Wall, actually.
Cynthia
like
Wall,
floor
I'm
ceiling.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's like a...
Cynthia Wall.
I guess a hall is like a floor or ceiling, too, but... Yeah, W-A-L-L.
Cynthia Wall. Get it right. Right.
Got it. In case they want to Google me and find out what's true.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that's another way we have of checking up on each other, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. The
I should
yeah.
know that.
I mean, right. I mean, there's a level at which, you know, we can... I've been listening to your show. It's really... I love the range. You guys are doing great. But, I mean, I think that there's a... at this point, we have the capacity to weigh more than Snoop. We can get your credit reports. We can get, you know, beyond Google. We can have all sorts of information. We can know more about a person than they actually know about themselves. So sure. I think it was a whole new world about what does it mean to trust or distrust or be a fool because we trusted too easily, as one of you was talking about. Big topic.
Yeah.
What can how can I support the flow of this show?
Well, what is too much? Like, do you want to get a credit check? You know, is looking under the bed, is that a lot? Like, you know, you do want to be safe. You do want to make sure that you're with someone who's not a serial killer. So when do you cross the line of unhealthy distrust?
Mm. Well, I read the trust that, you know, the definition of trust that you have up there, that it implies instinctive, unquestioning belief in and reliance upon something. I mean, that's pretty far down the line in terms of a relationship with another person. Before I would have unquestioning trust of somebody, I would have to have known them. You know, could be time, but also could be through real thick and thin. Mm-hmm. One of the, in the areas of my book, and thank you for the, you know, showing the cover up there, because the courage to trust, the implication is it's scary. It is a scary thing to do to trust. It does take courage. And the courage, I think, is to say, I'm going to trust this person, whether it's your dentist or to get married or a new lover. I'm going to trust them not to hurt me, but more importantly, I'm going to trust that I can handle it if it comes down in a bad way. I think that the most important relationship with trust we have to begin with is trusting ourselves to be strong, to be trustworthy. You know, it's like if I'm trustworthy and I'm doing everything right and they could check my cell phone or they could check my, you know, journal or whatever, not that they should or would, but if they did, they wouldn't find anything in there that I wasn't talking to them about or revealing or wouldn't want to discuss. So, I mean, how transparent do we have to be in order to be trustworthy? I mean, you know, I mean, how perfect do we have to be? That's my question to you.
Well, I mean, I really like the point that you bring up about, you know, whatever you find, if that person does find something, there shouldn't be anything different from what you're sharing. So, you know, from someone's standpoint where they become very defensive about their belongings, their things, about closing, you know, putting passwords and things of that sort. Are you kind of saying that, whether they have something to hide or not, that comes from the fear of trusting, just the fear of trusting in itself?
Right, and I think there's also, I mean, this is such a, it goes to a place of, if you found out who I really was, you wouldn't like me or you wouldn't love me. So I'm, you know, I'm always hiding my imperfection just because I'm an imperfect person. I think we're always kind of coming from that place, whether it's, I mean, I had a client who was this gorgeous young woman, and she was fabulous, and we can talk frankly, right? This is a
yes, we can, and that client was not me, for the record.
No, but you'd be fun if you're out here in California. I'd love it. No, I mean, it was, you know, but she had been living with this man for 4 years. They really had a good relationship. It was terrific. And she had never, ever, he had never seen the naked backside of her.
Hmm.
She had been managing to, because she was afraid that if he saw her naked completely, that he wouldn't want her anymore. It's completely absurd. I mean, when we began to realize this, we knew that she's lying to herself. But we all have ways in which we hide parts of who we are for fear of rejection. I think the real thing we're talking about, the courage of trust, is the willingness to realize that we'll be rejected. Because if somebody's cheating on me, well, there's moral issues, but they've rejected me. I'm not enough. They're telling me I'm not okay, I'm not good enough. If somebody's looking at somebody else, they must be thinking badly of me. So much of it gets, it's so much about how they think about me. I can make them bad and wrong, and they're idiots, and, you know, all of my girlfriends would agree, but ultimately they've disrespected me, they've made me a fool, they were lying to me about everything, they couldn't have loved me. Mm-hmm. And that's just devastating to the human soul. So when we're talking about trust, we're talking about rejection. That's the opposite.
I've been a fool so many times. God, hurt my feelings.
Tell me how you're a fool.
I do have a question. I have a question. First of all, there's some dialogue going on in the chat room, so I'm just inviting 8Bars in the chat room to give a call, and we'd love to hear your question live. But while we wait for him to call in, how do we get, you know, what are some healthy ways? Because the three of us on the line so far, and even the gentleman that called in, you know, we obviously have had some issues with trust in the past or currently do. But what are some ways that people can work towards being a more trustworthy person? Because there are people that are worthy of our trust. And for those, you know, wanting to move past some of these past pains of, say, high school, like Shah mentioned, that really has shaped his relationship.
Let's talk about middle school.
Okay. For those of us that were a little, you know, a little faster. But what are some ways that we can start to heal ourselves from some of those things that have shaped our current relationships and are unhealthy?
So are you talking, Jasmine, about you know, patterns that got set like early in life, about in childhood or early relationships?
Mm-hmm.
And because
yes,
we've been cheated on in the past that we're afraid to trust?
Yes.
Well, I want to go back to the idea that, first of all, be trustworthy. Mm-hmm. You know, and if I am really keeping my word, and I'm talking about, you know, if I'm like really being disrespectful and blah 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 with, you know, about my husband, my boyfriend or whatever with a friend, and then I'm like not telling him what my issues are. I'm not saying to him, I mean, whether it's something fairly minor, like, you know, you don't help with the dishes, or I, you know, when you looked at that other woman, it made me feel bad about myself. Or if I'm not able to do that, that is grin and bear it, but it's creating a resentment inside of me, that's not trustworthy. That destroys trust. You begin to see the list of things you do not talk about anymore is what really drives people apart in my mind.
Okay.
And then it sets up permission to, why should I tell you everything because you're not telling me everything? So I think it goes, you know, it's not just about sex. We can't just do it about sexual infidelity. That's the big one. But I see people, I mean, to me, it's like I look at people being financially deceitful.
That is a very big one. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, like acting like everything's okay and then they don't. And then when it all blows up, if I had that nickel for every time somebody said in my office to their partner, why didn't you just tell me that in the first place?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then we go back to your question. Well, you know, I wasn't heard as a child. My feelings weren't important. I don't think I'm worthwhile. I'm afraid you're going to reject me, so I didn't bring it up until it was so big it exploded, and now we've got divorce papers.
Mm.
So I think it starts with the everyday interactions. How do we build trust? It's not just me trusting that other person. It's the two of us building trust together, day by day, inch by inch, check by check, fight by fight, conversation by conversation. It's like, am I being honest, compassionately honest? You know, I don't want to be blunt. You know, I don't like blunt honesty or brutal honesty. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about being honest, you know?
I got a question.
Go for it.
Like, I do music and junk like that, right? So let's say I'm always in the studio or I'm always taking, like, business trips here and there once a month or something like that. How does someone in a healthy way bring up an issue of, maybe it could be called a trust issue, but just if they want to know, is everything okay? Like, not really being suspicious about my moves or anything like that. In any instance, I don't mean just my scenario, but what's a healthy way to bring it up, basically, is what I'm asking.
I do believe that we need to break the ice. when I was writing my book, I was having a good friend who was an editor looking stuff over, and he said, and it was a guy, and he said, I've got one. You've got to write in there somewhere that says you never start a conversation with, we have to talk. You know, it's like the idea of being able to say when, you know, I really would like to know more about what's happening. We haven't talked about us or spent time together for a while. We need to do that. But see, what we're talking about is when I'm in a solid, confident, trusting myself, spiritually in line kind of place, then I'm strong enough to be able to handle if I find out something I don't want to know.
Word.
But if I'm shaky, I probably don't want to ask for fear that you'll tell me the truth. My fear is often, I think you're talking, kind sir, about the idea of somebody being afraid that you could be cheating on them, being afraid that maybe you're losing interest, being afraid that you like the music and the life more than you want to be with her, and she's feeling like second fiddle, so to speak. You know, that's
was a hypothetical, by the way. That was a hypothetical. That wasn't real.
Oh, I'm sure it's hypothetical.
Okay.
You would never. I hope she's listening.
Cynthia so gets us already. I love it.
Hello, is that Ding Dong Avon calling?
Yeah, we actually have someone at the door, Cynthia.
Okay.
Caller 954. Talk to us.
Hello.
Yes. Yeah, it's Avon.
Oh, hey, Bars. Thanks for calling in.
No problem. I apologize if you guys hear little kids playing in the background or screaming in the background. It's my niece, my nephew. But I had to put y'all on speaker so y'all could actually hear me and so I could actually get reception.
I can hear you fine. I can hear you for us myself.
All right. But, yeah, I have a question it's in regards to the caller that I called in about and, you know, gave the whole that typical – you know, laws of nature defense as far as cheating in a relationship. I just wanted to ask, you know, basically since relationships actually require, like, an emotional connection, or at least in my opinion, the way that I understand relationships to be in order for you to actually be in a real relationship with someone, and since animals technically can't have that kind of relationship, or at least not at the level as we can, I just wanted
really?
To know if you got. I'm sorry?
No, I didn't know that. I thought cats had emotional relationships. But go ahead.
Yeah, no. Actually, cats are kind of assholes. But but no, I just wanted to know what you guys think. Like, if you guys think that would kind of like, you know, if that would kind of negate the whole defense of, you know, well, naturally you can't be in a relationship or you can't be celibate because it goes against the laws of nature.
Let's see what Cynthia thinks. I'm sure. Cynthia, did you hear that initial caller?
I couldn't quite get that. But he's talking about the nature of. Could you repeat it for me, Jasmine?
Yeah, some people, especially people that end up getting caught when they're cheating, they like to use the defense that, well, you know, it's against the laws of nature for human beings or for animals in general to be celibate anyway.
I think males.
Celibate or monogamous?
Monogamous. Sorry.
Yeah.
Monogamous.
I would agree with the celibate part.
Right, yeah. Celibate, definitely.
Okay. Well, you know, let me handle this one on one level. I think that if we are going to go with just raw instinct and impulse, and that's what we're going to do, then we'll have the life that we will create doing that. And I'm not putting it down. It almost argues for reincarnation when you look at, you know, you have three kids, you know, and one's a Buddha, and you know, one clearly is a Neanderthal. And but I think more importantly that you really have to decide what is it you want for yourself. And if I want somebody to be very trustworthy for me, if I want them to keep their word and to keep a vow, knowing that it's hard, knowing that there is an instinct to be attracted to other people, that it really takes us coming from that wise part of our brain. I mean, it's like we can't just let that you know, the reptilian brain or the you know, the mammalian brain be in charge if I want to have a meaningful life. Otherwise, if I'm going to cheat on my partner, then I'm probably going to, you know, cheat on my taxes, in which case I'm probably going to, you know, drive too fast and lie to the cop, in which case I'm going to lie to my kids. And, you know, where does it stop? It's easy just to, it's always to have the instinct to want to not be in trouble. Always.
That's, I mean, so I think that goes back to what we talked about earlier, is that not everyone necessarily cheats, but they may have the thought, may have thoughts about it, but it's about actually acting on it. It's, you know, very similar to seeing something that would be easy to take, but you know that stealing is wrong, so you leave it and you keep going. So.
Well, you know, and I think that there are people who, I mean, let's look at all of the politicians right now. I mean, there's a level of that I am too special to be denied, you know, the idea of being with more than one woman or more than one man. I want to have, you know, I want to be able to crook my finger. But there's something really that is underneath this that I find intriguing, which is that a person may go along and, you know, ooh, that looks nice, and ooh, that looks pretty, and ooh, look at that, you know. But if that person turns towards them and wants them, it creates something within them that just is like a firestorm. I don't think there's anything any more of an aphrodisiac in the world than somebody implying or saying or looking like they want you.
I agree.
And that just, it, at some point we become helpless, become putty. And that's like a really, that's where self-discipline, that's where having vows, that's where, from whatever spiritual or religious or moral, you know, it's like hard. It's difficult. I agree, Forrest. It's difficult. But I don't think it's impossible if we want to be good moral people. Or if we want to play the field, don't lie. Go do it. Have a good time. I don't have anything wrong with that. I'm a child of the 60s, you know. Go for it.
Mm-hmm.
Just make sure you use a condom.
Yeah, I was there. I stopped at the Vietnam War. I wish I could have stopped the Iraq War the same way, but you know, I'm old now.
Well, just strap up. Have fun and strap up. That's all you got to do.
All right.
If you want to. There's nothing wrong with the show.
Good stuff. I think
we're talking, when we talk about instinct, this is a really, all the new stuff they have with the brain, now they really can study the brain and what gets fired, you know, in parts of the brain when we're stimulated anyway. And what we find is rejection. I mean, it's that one man that called in that talked about the prisons, you know, being filled with prisons with men that caught their wives cheating and then committed a crime. I think he said something.
That was me. I said that one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it's like, well, what is that? I mean, look at all these terrible, reading the paper is sickening. With the guy that came in was the ex-husband, and he, you know, she was trying to get custody because he was violent. And he said, I'll show you, and killed the kids and the wife, and then, you know, maybe himself. It's like, it happens all the time. You won't diss me. You won't reject me. It's like, that is like, being wanted is the best thing in the world, and being rejected is the worst thing in the world, on that lower level of the brain. And we got to be thinking higher if we want to have real trusting, deep intimacy, fun. Nobody wants to be made a fool of.
Well, Cynthia, people say that I trust too much. What do you think about that? Is that a possibility?
Well, I used to hitchhike, being a child of the 60s. And people say, what's the matter with you? You're out there hitchhiking. And I say, well, I trust these people. I trust them. I mean, it was lucky I spoke some Spanish to get out of one situation and that I
okay.
you know, could drive the car to get out of another. It's like I did not really trust these people. I put myself in dependent situations of people that I had not really grown to trust. Trust to me is an intellectual, careful, you've shown me over a period of time that I have reason to have faith that you will tell me the truth, that you won't do bad things, you won't take my paycheck or my heart. To say I trust easily, I think you need to say, is like you're willing to act like you trust them. You're willing to give them a chance without proof. But I want some proof. I want like, okay, it's been 6 months and we've been doing this and that, and now I'm going to hand you the keys to my car because I know you're a good driver, you'll never drink and drive. You know, you could bring it back with a full tank of gas. I have reason to trust you now. But I'm like, if I lend you the car after the third date, I have no idea whether or not you're going to even bring the car back. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
I got my car stolen like that.
Did
before.
You? I was going to say,
you?
You're not like that.
No.
Okay. But I don't think.
You're so funny.
There was the incident of the 1 week, but we won't talk about that this show. But I think the first thing you said when you came on, Cynthia, is that sometimes you have to trust your own decisions. And I think that I like to think that I'm a good judge of personality. And you definitely don't want to give someone too much. Like, you don't want to leave your door open and let the whole neighborhood in, you know. But I think when I meet somebody, I assess them and I immediately assign them a certain level, you know, of trust. And, you know, I have no reason to doubt what you're saying is true to me. I mean, if I catch you in a lie or if I catch you speaking and, you know, the next day you're inconsistent with what you said to me yesterday, then okay, then now we can talk about me not trusting you. But before then, you know, I take you at your word.
So one way of what I think you're saying is, like, innocent till proven guilty. I'm going to assume you're trustworthy until you prove me wrong. I'd rather trust you than not. And I'll start that way, but if you make a fool out of me, I'm not a fool. I'm going to walk away. Is that what you're saying? I'm going to start from a premise that you're a trustworthy person because my gut tells me that, but if you prove me wrong, then I'm not going to cling on and let it go on.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly.
I think that...
Sometimes I may act like I don't trust them. No, but I do.
Hello?
Yeah.
Okay, that's better. I was getting a lot of static. Thanks.
I heard static, too. Yeah, but I was saying that sometimes I may act like I don't trust a person, but I do, no, I do trust them, but got to keep them on their toes, though.
Well, that's called manipulation. That's called manipulation. Nothing wrong with manipulation.
That's next week's show. We have a couple of callers. We have 770.
Hey. Hello, this is Melissa.
Hello.
Hey, how
Hello.
Are you?
Hey, who's this?
This is Malika.
Hi, Malika.
Hey.
Hey, how are you? I was just online.
I said hey first. She's mine.
Hey, I was just online and I was writing up a couple of things and, you know, I got the number to call in. So I just wanted to call in. I want to talk a little bit about it. And what I was saying online is that I just feel like, you know, women, we're very good at giving roadmaps to men that we're in relationships with, you know, in order to establish trust. You know, so for example, you know, I know many women, they'll say, well, you know, I'm going to trust you. However, if you were to do anything that disrupts that trust, I would prefer if you tell me than for me to hear it in the street to have somebody bring it back to me. You know what I mean? And oftentimes men take that and, you know, very egotistically run in the other direction and still do whatever they want to do. And I think that that is what stops the trust altogether rather than trying to, you know, follow the roadmap through trust. I'm somebody personally, like, I'll give you all the trust up front and slowly you'll get deductions and things taken away. And if I find myself snooping, looking in phones and checking bank accounts or any of that, then I don't need to be with you. It's done. It's over. It's a waste of time.
Well, how does one get a deduction with Malika?
Lies. Saying that you're going to be someplace when you're not at that particular place or not keeping your word. You know, being a man of your word is very important. It says something about your character overall. And character is really important to me. If I'm doing my best to show you my best character, which is, you know, who I am, I expect you to do the same. And I also expect for you to just be honest. If you're not feeling this relationship, then, you know, step out. Say, hey, you know, I'd rather not be in this relationship or whatsoever, rather than just, you know, running around and, you know, circumventing issues directly in the relationship, you know. I think that that's the immature way to handle things. You're a man,
well,
I'm a woman.
Word.
If there's
Malika,
a problem.
Malika, you nailed it, immature.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like there's a ripe and an unripe kind of a place within that. And most
mm-hmm.
of us put on this feeling like, yeah, I'm ready for a relationship, I'm serious, no, I would never cheat on you, I've been cheated on by other people, I'd never do that to somebody else. But the truth is that they're still shaky. They still want that other affirmation. by, in your case, you're talking about, you know, if another woman really wants to be with him, and so he plays with it, and so that's a deduction, or is that like the end for you?
Well, for me, I mean, it would fall under, if he is interested in someone else, just tell me that. You understand what I'm saying? Why lead me down one road when you're trying to make decisions? You know, I don't think that that's fair to me, and I don't think it's fair to you, and I don't feel like it's fair to the other person. I really just think that, you know, everybody needs to be grown about their situations. Mm-hmm. I guess for me personally, you know, I grew up under my grandmother. She was very, very, she gave me a lot of wisdom about a lot of different things, and she always made it a point to say everybody is grown, right? But everybody is not going to handle the situation the way you want them to handle the situation. So you have to be strong enough to walk away when you know you have had enough.
And that's,
you know
it.
I mean?
That's that trust in yourself I was talking about. If you know you
Absolutely.
Can walk away, you can afford to really attempt to have an intimate, trusting relationship. If you are too dependent, it's just going to be, I'll take anybody who wants me. I'll go from
Absolutely.
Man to man or woman to woman, you know, just anything. Then you need to start developing trust in yourself. And I think your grandmother gave that to you. She modeled it.
Yeah,
for you.
I think that the really, really horrible part about relationships is that you have a lot of broken people trying to come together and make a relationship, and they're not whole within themselves to be able to know, hey, you know, I'm over that situation. Now I can actually move on to this situation. But you have people coming in with all of this baggage, all of these, you know, things from the past that doesn't allow them to trust. You know what I mean? And for that reason, you start off the relationship in the negative.
Yep.
Well, thank you for calling, Malika.
Thank you, Malika.
Ooh, and we have a few more callers left. We have about 3 minutes left. This happens every week. You all know the show is 1 hour, and everyone wants to call in the last 5 minutes. So we're going to ask you to make your point in about 45 seconds if you can. So call us 727. Shoot. If you hear a call to 727, you want to talk? Seven. Okay, well, you're gone. All right, 646.
Hello?
Yeah. Oh, hello? Boy, this ain't going to work. Hello, Tunnel Man. Hello, how are you doing?
How you doing?
Okay, let's do it.
Your turn to talk, sir.
You want to talk?
Oh, yeah, we're talking about trust issues, right?
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Yeah, that's big.
Okay. I don't trust a damn thing out of his mouth. He's getting his story together right now. Anyhow. Jazz, you there?
I am.
Oh, yeah. I am. Okay, that was you. Okay.
We can't
trust these
callers. Have you
never sniffed boxes before?
Huh?
You ever sniffed boxes before? Is that something you've done?
No.
Sniff boxes?
No.
Did you say that?
Yeah.
I did. No.
They got a song. They got a song called "Let Me Smell Your Dick." There's a video for that. Let me smell your dick.
Oh.
Never
no.
Seen that?
I was told that what you do, check this out, Sha, is that you get to know your woman's hair. You smell her hair all the time and get that scent, because when a woman cheats, she may take a shower but she doesn't wash her hair. And when she has sex with another person, that'll be in the hair. That's my jewel. Don't sniff panties, sniff the hair.
Okay, guys. Can I please say something? Please let me.
Okay,
don't forget
to
last
to a higher
caller.
Level, Jasmine. Thank you so much.
Yes, well, let me just kind of bring us here. In the beginning of the show, let's bring this full circle. In the beginning of the show, I was okay with admitting that in my more, you know, in my younger years, doing things like checking telephones, emails, like I admit to that. That was something because I obviously was dealing with my own trust issues along with someone that was unfaithful. But you guys are talking about sniffing penises and hair.
Whoa. Who's sniffing penises here? ain't no guy sniffing penises. I need to shut
really?
Your mic off. But her mic is shut off. I have 10 minutes. I don't know. But we have 3 seconds left. Thank
you.
Okay,
may I
have it? I
no,
want to say.
You may have. Take it away,
your
Cynthia.
Use your words. You know what you say to your kids? Use your words. You know, you don't have to act it out. You can talk, and you can say, "I have a funny feeling," or "Somebody so and so told me," or "I saw you with," or you know, I picked up your cell phone and I saw a number and I had a funny feeling. Can you talk to me about it? So
CynthiaWald.com.
If you use your words. you know?
CynthiaWall.com. I'm sorry.
That's me,
start
yeah.
out.
Okay, goodbye.
Okay.
Thank
now,
you so much.
Oh, Cynthia.
Okay.
We are overtime. Jazz, I'm going to put you back on. Now, we are not online, but we are on the phone. Tell me Blog Talk Radio is that you can go over on the phone, but not online. So we do have
okay.
some callers left. So, Jazz, you want to talk about sniffing penises again?
Or not.
I just wanted to say that all of, you know, the things that people may call typical snooping, apparently it's been taken to a whole nother level. I really didn't. I've heard about things like, you know, smelling boxes and, you know, if your boyfriend comes home from work and he smells like Irish Spring and things like that. But, wow, you guys really have taken it to another level. Sniffing hair, whatever.
Hey,
but I like, I love Cynthia's advice. Use your words because it almost makes you just as bad. I mean, it'll drive you crazy. I guess that's probably a better feeling of snooping around and not really being able to put two and two together. Asking, judging that reaction if you're comfortable with it. And if you're not, then move forward.
I'm also thinking, you know, I've got one of my Maya Angelou, you know, his wonderful quote. If somebody tells you who they are, believe them.
Believe them.
Believe
them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think if somebody shows you who they are, you know, believe it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the idea of most people don't want to check out, however you guys want to do that. You know, they're so afraid that they're going to be rejected that they live in that terror. If, you know, I've been married for 30 years.
Okay.
And if, you know, and it's like it's not a miracle you just wake up every day and don't get a divorce. So, you know, and you get clean and sober and you do all the things you do. So in order to be in a relationship, there needs to be discipline and there needs to be commitment that goes way beyond instinct, mammalian brain, it's my nature, I'm not a platypus, you know. it's got to be, you know, we've really got to be there, you know. And it's like, and the things that these people bring into our lives, rolling with that, accepting that, you know. I mean, my kid, you know, my husband was a big brother to a little boy, and then his father died, and he said to me, I can't have this kid go to foster care, and I went, okay. So he's 12 years old. He comes to live with us. I didn't even,
oh,
you know.
That's
it's like, that, I mean, that's trust, but I'm just saying that's the kind of thing when he says, I trust you to be my partner, and he knew that I could say, I can't do this. And that to me is the magic. If we can say no, without having to go like, oh, I need to please you, and then I have a resentment, and then I have a reason to cheat in some way. It's like being that honest up front. It takes a lot of energy. You know, it takes a lot of energy to be honest. It's terrifying.
But it's worth it. So that's great.
Oh, it's just the joy of being in a relationship when you can count on someone. When they say, I'll be home at 6, and at 6:05, they call you and said, hey, this thing happened, and my friend or my car broke down, and you believe them. I mean, it's like heaven.
You believe them.
It is.
You know? And you can believe them. I mean, that's heaven.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't get better.
That's not asking for too much.
Some people, they can't.
But, you know, if I love to get that call, but if I don't get the call, and I get the call maybe at 8 o'clock and the phone dies, I mean, to me, you know, it's just as beautiful. I believe that, too. Hey, why not? I don't really have too much time to be an investigator, too much time to have any larceny in my heart. Like, as long as that person's not harming me, you know, I can't make myself crazy wondering if someone's telling the truth to me. You know, as long as, you know, when we're together or something that we're working on together, long as that works, I'm okay, because I'm not going to ask you too many backup questions. You know, I'm not going to interrogate you, you know, and that's fine for me, you know. But
if there's
not
a pattern, but you know,
yeah.
But if there's a pattern of this, how do you handle that?
If they're always
a little bit late, if they're always a little bit this or that.
Well, then that becomes more so a respect thing. And I think that even if they are stepping out on me, it's still, you know, it's respect. If they're late from work all the time, then you're not really respecting, you know, our social life. So, I mean, I do check that, but, you know, I'm never going to accuse you of lying, though I will say you need to go ahead and change your shit around. You need to go ahead and make adjustments. You know, whatever you got to do, you know, do that. Because I'm a firm believer, just saying, hey, you're lying to me, I mean, that never, a person is really going to defend that lie to their death. you know. So
you're
I,
right.
Not, there's no real point in that.
Deny,
but I will
deny,
say,
deny.
Yeah, you know, and yeah. I will say, hey, you know, this ain't right. If you want me to trust you, you know, then go ahead and change that. But, I mean, I do have my neurosis. I mean, there are times where it will be something that you may call at 6:01, and it may be outside, and I still may not, you know. So it really depends on the person and, like you said earlier, how trustworthy am I with that person? How comfortable is that person, you know, with me? That also shows me how much I can trust them, you know. But
well, right now I think if you're just too uptight, and it's like you're then what happens is you're waiting to be betrayed, and you're
right.
like you're looking. If you're looking for it, there's a difference between being quote too trusting and being too suspicious. I mean, somewhere in there, it's like, you know, people are people, and we make mistakes. But I may be bad with time, and you might not be that great with managing money, and we have the stuff, but we learn that about each other. And we don't set each other for impossible.
I'm sorry, everyone. I'm sorry, everyone. Oh, hold on. Where have you been? Where have you been?
A meeting.
She had a meeting. This
is
the
Oasis?
Oh, no. No, it's not. Oh, you and your assumption, Cynthia. On
oh,
that
I'm
note.
Sorry. You said, I thought you were asking about her, because that's the person that communicated with
me. Someone's late. They're about to get it.
On that note, thank you.
Thank you so much, Cynthia, for joining us tonight. We got some excellent pointers, and really we're able to frame some things that we had questions about.
Well, great. I really enjoyed it, and if you want to play some more, I always like it. So I appreciate
yes,
it very much. You know, I'd like to send you a copy of my book.
Send me.
To you. Is there to whom would I send it?
Me. I'll email you.
Send me an email. And with an address and the right thing, and I'll send you a copy of my book as a thank you.
Oh, and then Jasmine will buy the other one. We're gonna buy the Amazon
with Jaz money. I love it.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Bye bye, y'all. Have a wonderful evening.
All right.
Thank you. Do the same.
Bye bye.